Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 25th. The grains closed lower with May corn down 7.25 cents, closing at 5.49¾. May wheat down 9¾ cents at 6.75¾, and May beans down 18¼ cents, closing at 14.07½. Oil was down 36 ticks after making a contract high. Meal down 4.30 a ton. Grains opened up lower as the weather in Argentina looks better. More rains over the next 6 to 10 days. That should help their crops quite a bit. Brazil doesn't look like it's in too bad a shape. We do know that more Brazilian beans are being cut and heading to ports. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, they can fulfill the Chinese needs out there. In the meantime, what really pushed the market down was the lack of export sales on a weekly basis here. It's the numbers we talked about this morning. 453 on corn, 167 on wheat, 168 on beans. You know, just brutally tough numbers. So we opened lower. The corn actually closed higher where it opened. The wheat closed right where we opened. The beans closed about 11 cents out of where it opened. Could have been worse out here. The beans were 14 off the lows, wheat 9 off the lows, corn 9 off the lows. So it wasn't as bad as it could have been out here. These corn was only down 2¾ cents. No beans were only down 7½ cents. So could we come back and score a new high tomorrow? It's certainly possible. I don't know whether we do or we don't. What I do know is that without the Chinese buying, it's going to be awful tough for this market to retain its footing out here. We did not see a key reversal in the bean oil here today, but still, you know, it's awful toppy in my opinion. Tomorrow's the last day of the trading month. You know, I just don't see that the Chinese are, you know, doing what everybody thought they were going to do, which was to buy grain when they came back from holiday. We've seen no evidence of that whatsoever. And with things improving in South America, I think it's hard to come up with a bull case if the oil is not going to explode out here. I'm just not sure that the beans or anything else is going to follow suit. Interestingly enough, in the bonds today, they had a four-point range. They dropped 2 points in 2 minutes. I didn't see any news that broke it, but something spooked the market or was a fat finger order. But the bonds are down almost 2 full basis points anyway, telling me that inflation is coming back into the market. Higher interest rates are coming. So, you know, maybe some of these outside buyers want to buy something out here. You know, when you get guys who speculate in Bitcoin wanting to buy beans, I think you've really got to rethink about what you're doing if you've got long positions, whether long the cash or long the futures. So, you know, at this stage of the game, I continue to implore you guys to do something, get something sold, buy some puts, sell some grain, buy some calls. I agree the puts aren't cheap, the calls aren't cheap, either way you go. It's not perfect, but it's better than watching 475 D's corn and 1040 November beans run out the door with you, leaving you behind. So do something out here. That's the best advice I can give you. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.